Please, everyone, mute yourself. Good morning. Kumlan Abad Gemara. We're in Dav Gimel, Amud Aleph, in Masechta Edavin. And we're learning the Machlekes of Yehuda Chachamim, that the entrance to a Mavli, that according to the Chachamim, the Koida, the beam going across, should not be raised above 20 Amos, and the Yehuda doesn't mind. And according to Rav, it's to do with learning from the Heichel, from the entrance to the main room of the holy room in the Beis Hamikdash, which is 20 amas tall and 10 amas wide. And according to others, it has to do with Heker. The whole logic of 20 amas is because above 20 amas you don't really notice it. So the Gemara is now going to ask a question. If it's Heker, which means the Chachamim in our Mishnah, the Tanakam in our Mishnah holds that people do not raise their eyes above 20 amas, and Rabbi Yehuda says people do, we have the identical argument by Sukkah. And the problem, the Gemara by Sukkah, the very first Mishnah Sukkah is that if a Sukkah l'mailu mechaf amah, that if a Sukkah is above 20 amas, then it is a puzzle. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Exact same argument. Now, the Gemara really there has three different views of how to understand the Mishnah. Rava says because the problem with higher than 20 amas is that it has to be a permanent edifice. It's kavua, not arai. That's the problem. According to Rav Zeir, the problem is that you're not sitting in the shade of the tzchach, you're sitting in the shade of the walls. But according to Rabbah, the problem is, it says, L'man yedu d'arsech, you should be aware of where you're sitting, and you're not going to be aware if it's above 20 amas. So according to Rabbah's version, then the argument there between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is identical to the way we understand here the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So why in the world do we need to have two arguments? So the Gemara goes now, we're up to Reb Nachum by Yitzchak, about 20 lines on the top of the page of Gimel Aleph. Says the Gemara, Reb Nachum by Yitzchak, learned that the argument pivots around whether people notice things about 20 Amis. Is Hanichud makes sense? He doesn't agree with Rabbah's interpretation of the Mishnah of Sukkah. Why they argue there? Why it's either like Reb Zeder, because of the shadow, or because of the Rabbah, because of permanency? At least Vidal the Rabbah, but if he does agree with Rabbah that the basis of the argument there is regarding people are aware about 20 amas, why bother having two arguments? You should be aware, your future generation should be aware, kibbutz sukkahs and shafti, then sukkahs you sat. And the Rabba says, ad esim ama, up to 20 amas, adam yedeya, person feels and senses, shadarba sukkah, he's sitting in the sukkah. Lamai, lamesim ama, this chach is above 20 amas, ain't adam yedeya. Why? Mishungla shalta be'ena, because he doesn't really see it. Alma, what we see, the gabi sukkah, nami bekeda pligi, so have the exact same argument there, whether people are aware of things above their head, 20 amas. So according to Nanach Mitzchak, if he holds a Rabba, why do we need two arguments about the same principle? If legal bitar to lamali, what do you have to argue in both cases? Says Gemara Tzricha, we need them both because each one has a novelty the other one doesn't, and we would never know on our own just because they're arguing here, they're arguing there. And the difference would be is that in the sukkah, you're sitting there and spending time. If you're sitting and spending time, there's a good chance that you will notice even things that are above your head, 20 amas. By a mavi, you're just walking right past. And walking right past, you probably don't notice things that are above your head, but you know, 20 amas above your head. And therefore, we wouldn't know one from the other, as Mer explains. The Iyashmi, if you only know the Angmar Sukkah, I would say, but how come if you're only over there, you argue that above 20 you still notice, Kivan, Dili, Shiva, Vida, you're sitting there, Shaltabaina, you notice things above you. And your eyes control around you. Avo Mavi, but when it comes to a street, Dili, Hiluch, Avid, you're just walking right by, perhaps, Ema, Maiduhu, Rabban, maybe Rabbi Huda's Maidu, that if it's above 20 amas, you won't notice it. And maybe we'll agree that a Koira has to be below 20 amas. Mean above, you only knew the case of Mavli, but how come Rabbanah would say only over here Rabbanah say that what that it's not valid because you're just walking past? Avo Bahach, but in the Sukkah, Eimim Moedah Leil Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe they Moedah Tzichah if you need both. Says Gemara, you mentioned before this Amaltra. What in the world is this Amaltra that they had in the Heichel above the door that had something very nice there, some adornment? What exactly was that? My Amaltra, what is this Amaltra? Now, Chomre, Bavu Amakini, it looked, they shaped things over there like nests, which is something, you know, odd. And it would raise people's attentions, and people would look up. Kiyos of Dimi Omar, he said, in Israel they say, Piske da Raza. It was slabs, a board of cedar tree, long slabs. I guess they made it like a pyramid, so the bottom was very wide, and then maybe narrowed a little bit, different ways of perhaps how they did it. Or the other way around, it started to narrow the width of the door, and then it expanded each time. So they, you know, went up, upside down pyramid. Mandala Piskaragman says there was these long slabs, Koshkankin. Surely these smaller things, these nests, the nests surely would draw attention because the slabs are boring, you know, they're long. it's common, you know, the whole thing is made out of wood. You know, it's common to see wooden slabs. It's when you see nests all on top that people draw people's attention. So surely that would draw people's attention. And Mando Makin was his nest. I will piece it out of the because it won't draw any attention. Says in Moramandam, the Piscaroza, my time, what is it that draws attention? So we're talking about the Mavi. If you put these kind of slabs above the Mavi, above your beam there, or if you, surely if you put these nests, surely it will draw people's attention. It's a valid Mavi. We said before that if you have a Kaira above 20 Amos and you make some kind of a dormant, they'll attract people's attention. Then according to the Nachman Yitzchak, even above 20 Amos is good. Not according to the Rav who learned from the entrance to the Heichel. Makes no difference. Says the Gemara, according to one who says, Piskedaz, my time, why is it that, what is it about it that's going to draw people's attention? Says the Gemara, Mishum the Nafish Moshe, because it's long. Says the Gemara, well, Sukkah the Nafish Moshe, but a Sukkah as well, the Schacha of a Sukkah is also quite long, right? It goes the entire length of the Sukkah. And yet, you have to go to Bundle later, Bundle says it doesn't work. So is it because it's long that you notice it? It doesn't make a difference. By sukkah, it's long and the korach doesn't work. Because remember, it's coming from cedar trees. And cedar trees, therefore, are very chashiv. And people, therefore, will notice it, according to that opinion. Okay, we learned further. So we said that the beams have to be above 20 amas. Says the Gemara, what about a mitzas koida betoich esim or mitzas koida lemayim esim? You have part, we'll have the same subject in Gemara Sukkah. If you have part of this chach can be about 20, you have part below and part above. How does that work? Is it kosher or not? Same here. Part of the beam is below 20 amas and part of it is above 20 amas. Mitzas chach betoich esim, mitzas chach lemayim esim. What happens then? Omar Rabba said there's a difference whether we're talking about a Sukkah or whether we're talking about a Mavi. And it's interesting how the Gemara is going to give two views on how to understand, or two versions, and how the Svaras are exactly the opposite of each other. And each Svara is pretty sound. Shows you how, when it comes to the world of logic, how every Svara can have an anti-Svara. Every logic can have an anti-logic. Omar Rabba said there's a difference between a Mavi and a Sukkah. By a Mavi, I would argue kosher is kosher if part of it is below the 20 Amis. But by a Sukkah, I would argue possible it is possible. Why? Says the Gemara, Maishna, b'movi, the kosher, why is it? So the Gemara asks questions. Why should be a difference? Why are you telling me it's kosher by movi? I mean, we say, kolush, imagine as if the part above 20 amas disappeared, and all you have left is the part that's below 20 amas. So therefore, you have a small beam. Good enough. Nu sukkah nami lame kolush, so why can't you use the same logic by sukkah? Imagine this chach above 20 amas is gone, and all you have is this chach below 20 amas. Says the Gemara, could by sukkah, we have one of the criteria of a sukkah is that you have to have such an amount of schach that it filters the sun or prevents the sun, blocks the sun, and you have more shade than you have sun. But if you're going to take away or remove the schach that's above 20 amas, then the schach will be very thin that's below 20 amas, and you're going to have more sun than shade. So the Gemara, if you're going to remove it, you'll have more sun than shade. And therefore it's a problem. Hochlam here too, ikolashta, Sigmar has the same question here. So if you are going to thin out the koira as well, havele koira hani teles beruach, we know that it has to be stable, this beam. But if it easily blows away by a wind, because it's very small, and that's why we said before that, we talked about yesterday, that a beam has to be big enough to be able to, and they can make the lift, half a beam, nariach, in other words, it tells us that this beam is pretty strong and it's steady, and the wind won't just blow it away. So over here, if we're going to cut away the wood that's above 20 amas, it's going to be very thin, the wind will blow it away. We imagine that the piece that's below 20 amas, and you're saying that it's kosher, we imagine that's all is there, is because we also imagine that it's all made out of metal. It's the same thing here. Imagine that all the schach below 20 is enough to have more shade than sun. So what's the problem? My Rav says, Rav, what's the difference? My Rav says, Sukkah, I'll tell you the difference. Sukkah, the liyachidu, Sukkah, which you sing there perhaps alone, it's not necessary to have more than one person there. Le matkir, you are not going to remember. And therefore, what do you call it? What happened? What do you want to say? You want to say, let's imagine that this chach above 20 is gone, and all you have is chach below 20. But if you're on your own, sometimes you might, push away some, you think is too much schach on your roof, you might take away some of the schach which is closer to you sitting inside the sukkah, which is about part below 20 amas. And nobody's going to remind you, hey, that's what's making the sukkah kosher. But she'inkein l'rabi, mavi l'rabi, when it comes to a mavi or an eruvin, which is for the public, mitkeh hadodi. If anybody wants to, take away the bottom part of the beam, people say, hey, what are you doing? You know, that's the only part that's kosher. Okay, so the logic here is that a sukkah, being an individual, is there's no one to remind him, and therefore we are worried that he might pull it out. And so like in a movie, if let's say start rotting the piece below, nobody's going to stand up there on their own and cut it off, because people will tell them, hey, that's the kosher part. Says the Gemara, Ravina Abinah says another logic, Sukkah, which is Mahat Torah, Achmir Rabbanon. Mahat Torah has to be below 20. So Rabbanon Machmir, that we don't disimagine business. Abimovi, the Rabbanon. When it comes to Mavi, the whole thing is Rabbanon anyway. Therefore, Lo Achmir Rabbanon, Rabbanon are much more lenient. That's one version. Rav Adam, Bamasna, Master Hoshmait, the Rabbah, Rav Adam Masna says, in the name of Rabbah, even though the previous version was Rabbah himself directly, but Rav Adam Masna said, in the name of Rabbah, exactly the opposite, Ivcha. And the logic exactly opposite. I forget. In the Mavi, it is possible, and in the Sukkah is kosher. Now, what's the possible logic? Omer Rabbah the Mavi, by a Mavi, it is a possible, and the Sukkah is kosher. Why? We'll give two reasons. Maishno Sukkah Diksheda. Why? So the Gemara leads the same way. Why? But Sukkah is kosher. We imagine that this Chacha of 20 is gone. I mean, Kolish, we imagine the Chacha is gone. And you have this. So Tayser, asking an interesting question. We have a rule that if you have Pasla's Chacha and Kosher's Chacha that join together, if you need the Pasla's Chacha to make up the amount of Chacha, is no good. So how can over here be good? If you have only a little bit of Chacha below the 20 and a big part of Chacha above the 20, and you're saying we imagine it's not there, but the fact is the only reason why you have the Chacha below 20 is kosher is because we say that it's what do you call it? We imagine it's metal and all that, but the fact is you need this Chacha above 20 to give it that extra depth and the extra shade. So Tosfos therefore says an interesting answer here is here in Sukkah that we know you cannot combine Pasla's Chach with Kosher's Chach to make a Kosher. Like take branches of a tree and join this Chach together. And if this Chach on the Sukkah itself is not sufficient to give more shade and sun, and you need to include the branches on the tree, it's possible. In fact, like the murder of Tesla and Bez is considered one of the most difficult sugyas in Shas. When we get there, we'll talk about it. But over here, Chach above 20 Amas is not Chach Pasla. It's just not Chach Kosher either. In other words, the Chach itself is kosher. If you take this very Chach and you lower it a little bit, it'll be kosher. That's not called Chach Posel. That's just Chach. That's like neutral. It didn't become kosher yet. Therefore, in this case, you can combine it with the Chach below 20. Says the Gemara, if that's the thing, you imagine that the Chach is gone. And all you have the Chach below 20 is kosher. And the Mavi Amalei use the same logic by Mavi. So we say like this, E kolash to have the koyd and it tells Baruch. No, but by a Mavi, you imagine that the wind, if you imagine that the top part of the beam is gone, it'll be so small that the wind can blow it away, so light. So if you imagine all the chach is gone, it's not more than shade. No, but you can tell me, we imagine there's more shade than the sun. Imagine there's metal. So it goes to the question, the second version, why is it that by a sukkah it's kosher and by Edivin it's possible? Exactly the opposite before. Sukkah de liyachid he. Before we use the fact that a sukkah is sitting alone, who's going to remind you? You'll make mistakes. It's just the opposite. Of course, you're on your own. Rome an nafshe. You take more responsibility. Umatke. You can remember. Make sure you don't do anything wrong. Mash mavli de l'rabimu samchi hadadi. When it comes to a public responsibility, everyone says the next person responsible. As we're finding out right now in the Victorian government, who's responsible for the mess we're in? Everybody's going to blame everybody else. And they're not going to remind each other. The Amri Inchi, the famous saying in the Gemara, that people say, Kededa de Beishutfe, a pot that has a number of partners, it's not too hot, it's not hot, not cold. Each person comes along and makes a change. You know, makes the fire bigger, this guy makes the fire smaller. It never works out exactly the way it's meant to be, because too many people spoil the broth. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Same thing over here. Buy a sukkah on your own, you'll take responsibility. When you have a bunch of other people, each one says, why do you have to worry about it? Let them worry about it. And therefore, no one's going to take responsibility. So that's why we're more worried about an Erevin. That's one shot. Another reason Gemara gives is, Ravina says, sukkah is mahatayr, which before we used as a reason to say we're more strict. Here we can use as a reason to be lenient. Sukkah mahatayr leboy chizik. You don't have to reinforce it, make extra layers of yisurim. People generally are very cautious. Mavi, with the whole thing is rabbanon anyway, it has three walls, you're allowed to carry from the terrace on the rabbanon, is boy chizik. We have to make the rabbanon need extra precautions, extra fences, extra laws to support them that people should take it more seriously. Therefore, we're not going to allow a piece of wood that's below 20 and a part is above 20. Says the Gemara, my Havila, bottom line. So we have, which one is it? We have two versions. We have a third machlekes. Rabbi, Rabbi Lavama, Zevet Apostle. They're both no good. And Rabbama, Zevet Apostle, they're both good. We like the logic in both versions that explains to us why each one is good, and that's what we're going to follow. Says the Gemara, Cholol Sukkah Tanan, it says, and the reason why it says is because it says in the Mishnah, Cholol Sukkah Tanan, Cholol Mavli Tanan. When it says, you know why it's kosher? Forget the logic we said before as well. Another reason. When we say 20 amas, we don't mean that the beam has to be within 20 amas. We mean that the maximum space allowed is 20 amas. So the beam actually could be above 20 amas. And if part of the beam is in 20 and part is above, then definitely the space inside this area is less than 20 amas. And that's why it's kosher. Because cholo sukutanan, cholo mavitanan. We're talking about the space inside. All the Bible of times, I'll prove it to you. Mavi, she go by my mama. Mavi, that's about 20 amas. Yeisiv pischa shel heichol. That's larger than the entrance to the heichol. Yemayet, you should reduce the heichol gufa. But what do we know about the heichol? Chalolei gufa, chalolei esim. We know that the heichol, the space, this inside the doorway was 20 amas. The lintel above started above 20 amas, and therefore it's kosher, and not for any of the aforementioned reasons.
You say that's a space. Let me ask a question. What did they do? They will place a beam. Misvas esim says in the Brayse. They'll place a beam from the edge of 20 ulamata, and then it went down. Sounds like that it wasn't the space was 20. That the beam had to be within 20. So he answered back. Rapapa Amos say read it as if it says ulamayla. You know, it started the edge of the 20 and went upwards. In other words, the space is 20. So, what do you mean it went upwards? Well, lamatikon, it clearly went down. No, you misread it. Hokamashlon, the lamatikilamilo. Just like we know that a beam has to be at least a maximum is 20 amas high, also there's a minimum. Cannot be lower than 10 tvachim. So, therefore, just like above 20, it means a space of 20. So, to below 10 is a space of 10. Malamaila chalola asim, the space is 20. Aflamato, below chalola asada, the space is 10. Now, we're talking now about amas. So the Gemara has a discussion about amas. And amas are six fists. But sometimes we say we actually had the Gemara Babasa in the first perek. We will have an argument whether it's five tvachim or six tvachim to an amma. And that's number one. And then with how many tvachim? And then we discuss whether the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash might have been different measurements than the other things. We'll discuss right now. Another thing about amas is we have how many fingers make up an amma. We say four fingers. But you have... you have tefach soichikis and tefach oitzis. You have either, you know, more expansive tefachim or more tight tefachim, more reduced tefachim. The more expansive tefach is, the Rashi says, all the fingers are loose. So you have four fingers and they're loose. And a tight one is when they're all tight together. And the difference between the two, Rashi says, is like a half a finger. And the question is, so which amas are we using over here? How does it work? So comes along Abaye, he discusses that amma means exactly how many tefachim. And we're always going to take the stringent side. Amas sukkah, the amas mavi over here, because the din is it's not allowed to be above 20 amas, we're going to be very strict. But amabas chamisha, we're going to use amas that are only 5 tefachim wide. So imagine there's an argument we say whether an amma today is 18 inches wide or 22 inches wide. I mean, there's other opinions as well. But let's say if it's 18 inches wide and you have 6 tefachim, each tefach is three inches. But if you're going to tell me there's only 5 tefachim, then each tefach, you know, times 3 inches, suddenly an amma is 15 inches, not 18 inches. So it's much smaller. So if you say that the schach cannot be higher than 20 ammas, we're actually talking about much lower height than if we talk about ammas of 6 tefachim. So he says these ammas we're going to use are all 5 tefachim because we're going to be stringent. But amas klein, by klein, we're going to, over there, we'll soon see what it's talking about. It's more stringent to say it's an amma bashisha, an amma of 6 tvachim. Now the Mer explains. Amma mavi ba'amma bas chamisha l'mayichsa, in which sense? L'goivhoi. We're talking about the height. If you're going to say that the amas 5 tvachim, then it has to be much lower than if it would be an amma 6 tvachim. Ule mpirtz mavi, and also to the opening of a mavi, we said before, that if there's an opening in a mavi, more than 10 amas is possible. And Nachman is saying that the amas that we're going to use to judge is not 6 tefachim amas, but 5 tefachim amas. So it's a narrower breach that can ruin the entire mavi. Says the Gemara, but there are other instances in mavi where if we're going to say that an amma is a 5 tefachim, then we're actually being lenient. For example, The din is how the what do you call it? Part of the criteria for a mavi is that it has to be a depth of 4 amas. If you have a depth of 4 amas, it's considered a street, and you have a pole in the front and then or a beam on top. But if it's less than 4 amas deep, then you just have a pole, you have to have a wall or something like that. So now, if you're going to tell me that 4 amas means amas of 5 tfachim, that means you need less depth. So that's a leniency. Says the Gemara, it's a leniency. So the Gemara says, Kimanda Amar, he holds like the one who says, Arba tfachim. He holds that there is only 4 tfachim, and it has nothing to do with amas. And therefore, it has nothing to do with what Rav Nachman was saying. There's no mention there of amas whatsoever. That's why it doesn't bring it up at all. Or ba'arba amas, you're right. They're talking you 4 amas. You know, how come you're telling me by mavi amas at 5 tfachim, which is stringency, but also there's a case of 5 tfachim, which is leniency. He's saying here, he meant Rav, what is it? Rav amas kama. Most of the amas, when it comes to mavi, is actually a stringency. But you're right, there are exceptions, where it would be a leniency if you say 5 tfachim. Then we say, okay, by sukkah, amas, sukkah, bamach, by chukkah, say, also 5 tfachim, so in which way, legoiva, again, to the height, it's a lenient, it's a chumrah to say that the height of the schach cannot be higher than 20 amas, which means 5 tfachim amas. And ledoifen nakuma, the famous crooked wall. The crooked wall is if you have a ledge sticking out from your roof and you're building a sukkah using 3 walls of your house, let's say, or 4 walls in your courtyard, and then you have a ledge so that the walls and the schach do not meet. Doesn't matter, as if the ledge is less than 4 amas, we imagine that the ledge becomes part of the wall, or we imagine that the wall goes on an angle, 45-degree angle, and goes and meets up with the schach, juts against the schach. That's called the doifen akuma, the crooked wall. And over there as well, we're giving you an allowance of 4 amas of ledge. The amas are smaller, they're reduced, they're 5 tfachim amas, so they're chumrah. So the Gemara of Ikam Meshach Sukkah Bar Amas, there's one opinion that says, we hold a sukkah should be 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, but Rebbe holds, like a house needs a mezuzah, it has to be a minimum of 4 amas, so to a sukkah, to call a house, has to be a minimum of 4 amas. So, and you can tell me that 4 amas means 5 tfachim amas, that means his requirement for a sukkah is smaller, is being lenient. So the same question we had before by Mavi. Well, you can measure sukkah by 4 amas, it's cool, it's lenient. See, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Omer, I say, call sukkah, shame, but the amas, if they don't have a depth of 4 by 4, if it's possible, it's possible. So Gemara says, Kirabonon. First of all, we hold like the Rabbanon. The army, they say, I feel like ain't a machzek, if a sukkah can only contain roishoi, the rubai, your head and the majority of your body, the shulchani, part of your table, and your table is good enough, which is 7 tfachim. So therefore, there's no mention of amah there. Or Yibay say, Mo'ola Elim Rebbe, you're right. But again, like we said before, the Rav amah's coming. Not all the dinim by a sukkah is 5 tfachim of stringency, but most of the dinim by sukkah, 5 tfachim is a stringency. Okay, now the Gemara continues. What's this thing about klein? By klein, we know there's a special din. You're not allowed to plant anything next to, two different kinds of seeds. And then you need 6 tfachim to keep them apart. If you want to plant seeds in a rows, you have to have a certain distance between the two. But when it comes to a vineyard, we say you need 4 amas, a space of 4 amas. Why? Because the vineyard itself needs 4 amas around the vineyard to plow and bring your things and so on. So we need a distance of 4 amas before you can plant anything. Now, we're talking about here, you have a vineyard, and right smack in the middle of the vineyard, you have a bald spot, which means you have a big clearing. Can you plant something else there? So the machlek is b'shama and b'shil. The Gemara says as follows. Now, what it says, Amas klayim over there by klayim. We're talking about amas is ba'am b'shisha 6 tfachim. L'may hichasa, where does amas come into klayim? L'karachas hakerem, if you have a bald spot within a clearing in the middle of a kerem, or limchal kerem, you want to go around the vineyard. In other words, the vineyard is next to a wall, and you need, again, it's abutting a wall. You need a space between the vineyard and the wall, and you need, but you will see that you need by a certain space before you can plant any other seeds. And they will work on amas. Now we learned karach v'kerem. If you have a clearing, Bishamai says esim v'arba amas. There has to be a minimum of 24 amas in the clearing. The logic is, you need 4 amas. We'll see in a second. And because you need such a large clearing, then it's all right. But less than 24 amas in the clearing, you know, the radius is less than 4 amas, or the diameter is less than 4 amas. You're not allowed to plant there. And the Gemara will explain in a minute what that is. And Bishamai says you need 24 amas. Basil says 16 amas is enough. Umachol HaKedem, what about if you surrounding a Kedem? Besham, he says, 16 Amos is enough, because only have one side, the other side is a wall. Besulam Mishteim Esrei Amos 12. Ezi Karach is a Kedem. What is it? What are we talking about here? Kedem Shecholem Mitzvah, you have a big clearing right in the middle. Ein Sham Sheish Esrei Amos, if you don't have 16 Amos, they lo Yovei Zerah L'Sham. Don't bring any new other seeds that are alien. They said, why is that? You need 4 Amos next to the vineyard to do your plowing. And you need, remember, there's a clearing, so you have vineyards on both sides of the clearing. So you need 4 Amos on each side. That's already 8 Amos you need to make sure that it's all right. That's called Avodas HaKedem. We need 4 Amos to serve the vineyard, to keep the plows and all that, to go bring them through. Then you need another 8 Amos in between. Why? You need 4 for each side. You need a hush of a place for the seeds themselves, this alien seeds, extraneous to the vineyards. You need 4 Amos. But remember, there's 2 sides here. You need 4 Amos for each side of the vineyard. So you need 4, that's 8. And otherwise, if it's less than 4 Amos, it becomes bottle or secondary to ancillary, we'll call it ancillary to the vineyard. It has to be chashuv in its own right. In order to be chashuv, it needs 4 Amos. But you have 2 vineyards here, one on the right, one on the left. So each side needs 4 Amos. So you have, in the middle, you need 8 Amos of planting. And then you need another 8 Amos, 4 for each side, for Avodas HaKedem. That's how he gets to 16. Because what if you, let's say, only have 4 Amos in the middle for planting, then we'll cut it in half, because each side, we say it's closer to this side, so 2 Amos will go to one side, 2 to the other side, and they'll become ancillary to the vineyard. In order to retain their own identity, they need to be 4 Amos each. Says, that's the story there. Where are we? Sorry, I just lost the place. Yeah, and then you're allowed to plant on the rest. What's there? There is Ben Kerem Legeda. You have a vineyard on one side, then you have a wall. You need a minimum of 12 Amos. If you don't have it, do not bring there. Why? You need 4 Amos for Kerem. You need 4 Amos to support the wall. You don't want to plant too close to the wall, because it can weaken, undermine the foundations of the wall. And therefore, you're not even going to work on it. And then you need 4 Amos in its own right. It shouldn't be ancillary to the Kedem. You need a minimum of 12. That's what Basil says. So therefore, what do we see here? By saying that the Amos are 6 Tvachim, right? So we're being Machmer here. Here you need bigger Amos to be Machmer. Oh, you want to plant, you need more space. If you would have said that 5 Tvachim would work here, then you'd be leaving less space to have your other seeds that are growing. And that would be a leniency. So here the Chumra would be to have larger Amos. That's what Nachum was saying. But there are other dinim by saying 6 tvachim, you're actually making it easier. For example, what happened if you have vineyards that are next to each other? The din is, if you have a proper vineyard is you leave ample space between one row of vines and another row of vines, like you see when you drive through the country here, how the vines are spaced out. And you have to have a minimum of 4 Amos between one row of vines and the other. If you have less than, let's say you have every 2 Amos, you have a row of vines, then it's not called a vineyard. Because there's no way that you can have your plowshares going through. And therefore you can plant everywhere, you know, as long as it's an Amos away from the vines. For Iker Tzufim, we have the case of the Tzufim, Ba'arba Amos. Over there we say that from one vine to the other vine, it has to be minimum Amos of the Kula. And you're being made clear by saying that you need bigger spaces between one vine and another vine. If you have lesser spaces, let's say 5 tvachim, then you tell me you're allowed to plant in between, because it's no longer a vineyard, just odd or ad hoc vines. So here's a leniency. Kerem and Tua Pochim Abamah, the Shimon says, ain't a Kerem, not a vineyard. Chomayim, Kerem is a vineyard. The Royas and Tzoyim Kilein Achomim say, the Machmah, we say, imagine the middle row is not there, it looks at a vineyard. But over here, according to the Rab Shimon, it's not a vineyard. You can plant anywhere you want. Says the Gemara, what do you call it? So that's not a kasha. Kirabanan. Maybe I'm not going to hold the Rabbanan. The Amri, Havi Kerem is a vineyard, so it's not a leniency. Iboy said, Melanie Rab Shimon. The Rev Amr Kamar. Most of the dinim. That's Rav Nachman's version. However, Rav comes along and says, that was Abaye's version of Nachman. Comes along, Rav, and says, Nachman, call Amos. We're not talking about the Amma, whether the Amma should be 6 Tvachim or 5 Tvachim. All Amos are 6 Tvachim. Call Amma Ba'amma Ba'ashisha 6 Tvachim. In the Gemara Babas, we'll have a Machlech Vira Meir there regarding that, the Kalim based on Midrash. But we're talking about when Amoraim was saying it, where everyone agrees that every time it says the Mishnah somewhere Amma, it means 6 Tvachim Amma. It's not a debate. So what are we talking about then? Kulos and Chumris. What was Rav Nachman talking about? We're talking about how many each tefach, regarding the tefach.
Sometimes the tefach is wider, we're going to be machmer. So where it's a chumra like by mavi, and so on, we're going to say that the smaller tefachim, you know, tight tefachim, and where it's going to be by klein, we're going to say, you know, wider tefachim. So it's a bit greater. Each tefach is a half a finger greater than the other kind of tefach. Basically, I'll ask a question. Kol amashon lechom ramba b'shisha b'val. It says in the Braisa, provided shalayiyeh mechavanas. In other words, you should know that all the tefach, all the amas are six tefachim, but not all the six tefachim are always the same. Sometimes you have, you know, more expansive tefachim, sometimes less. So now this is a clear question on Abaye's version of a Nachman. Abaye said that the amas keep on fluctuating. Sometimes the five tefachim are the six. The Braisa clearly says that it's always six tefachim. The question is only if they're expansive or reduced or tight. What it meant was it's always six tefachim, but sometimes the tefachim are tight, sometimes they're all expansive. El Abaye Kash, Abaye is a question. Amalach Abaye, Abaye will say, Amos say, amas klayim. We're talking about over here climb, that the Braise is not talking about generally, it's talking about climb. And as we said before, the Machma said, about climb, you need six tvachim amas. And that's what it means. That about climb, the amma, we mean a six tvachim. So, how could that be? In that very same Braise of Amitani, Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Rashbag says, kolm. Amish Amrachachamim Beklayim, Ba'ama Bashisha. Rav Shbag is the one who invokes the idea of climb. He raises climb is six, always six. That means the Tanakhama wasn't talking about climb, it was talking about general. But the Amish, it should be six Tvachim. And they should be expansive. So we're being Machme, Mikal Tanakhama. Then Tanakhama made the statement, Kol Amish. He was talking about every state, Kamar. Tanakhama thinks always six Tvachim. Come along, Shungul says yes. Especially by climb, but we have to use the more expensive one. On the Bible say, look, what do you want? For love me ika Rashbag de Koi Kavasi. So clearly the Rashbag agrees with me. Rashbag seems to be saying other amas no, could be five tefachim. Only by climb, I agree with you, that has to be six. Exactly what Rav Nachman said. So I followed Rashim and Gamil. Another amik Rashim and Gamil. Says the Gemara, Labaya Vada Tanoim. So according to Abaye, definitely it's an argument of Tanoim. And Tanakama holds that all Amas are six Tvachim. But the Shimon Gamliel holds that only by Klaim is six Tvachim. When it comes to Sukkah and Mavi, it's five Tvachim. And we and Abaye pass it like a Shimon Gamliel. Fine. The question is the Rava. According to Rava, Mi Lema Tanoim. Does Rava also say that Shimon Gamliel argues with the Chachamim? And therefore Rava seems to be siding with Tanakama. Shimon Gamliel doesn't agree with him. He holds that sometimes there's six, sometimes there's five. Rashbag definitely also, everyone agrees, all Amas are six Tvachim. But what Osher Lashmin is coming to tell you, that Amas Klayim Lo Yitzamtim, he's not focusing on the six Tvachim, he's focusing, every Amas six Tvachim, he's focusing on what kind of Tvachim, the more expansive one, because that makes it a bigger distance. So then the Gemara says, Lema, why didn't he just say that Amas Klayim? Then the Shimon Gamliel should have just said, that the Amma, instead of saying Kol Amish Amr Chachamim, which he agrees with Tanakhama, so don't make that, you know, statement. Rather, he should just say, you should know that Amas Klaim, what kind of Tvachim we're using, Lo Yitzamtzim, Ba'amma Bashishu Lemutimai. Why does he start off saying that this is six Tvachim, but others don't need six Tvachim? My love, Lemutim Amas Sukkah, Amas Muvi. Isn't he coming to tell you that the Amma of a Sukkah and the Amma of a Muvi is only five Tvachim? Says Igmar, no. According to Rava says, everyone agrees that all Amas are basically made up of six Tvachim. So why did Hashem Gamul say, and you should not climb a six Tvachim, as opposed to what? Look, Lemute, he comes to exclude Amma Yisoid v'Amma Seviv. He's coming to exclude by the Mizbech. Let's just finish the two dots. He comes to exclude by the Mizbech. By Mizbech, it's a different story. That's the only case where Hashem Gamul says, sometimes an Amma is five Tvachim. What's the story? We had this already a few places. So he said like this. The Chassidut says, you have by the Mizbeach, you have, you know, it goes up, it goes up one Amma goes up the base, then it goes in an Amma, then it goes up, you know, four Ammas, then it goes in an Amma, then it goes up five Ammas, then it goes in an Amma, then it goes up three Ammas, then it goes in an Amma. So all the Ammas that are vertical are six Tvachim Ammas, but all the Ammas that are horizontal, you know, that goes in, those are five Tvachim Ammas. And he says, it says the pasuk, the Eilim Mizbeach, the following other measurements in Mizbeach, but Amma is an Amma, you have an Amma, and you have an Amma of a Tefach, you have an Amma, and then you have an Amma and a Tefach,
And then you have the Cheka Amma. And then you have the bottom of it, the base, is an Amma. And the Amma Roishman, Amma of the deep, Ugvula. And the boundary, El Sfasa, and to the edge, Savi, around Zedes Echad, is only a Zedes Echad, which is a half an Amma. The Zed Gabbard, that's the top of the Mizbech. So the Gemara explains, Cheka Amma, that's the Yisoid. And the Yisoid of the Mizbeach is goes up one Amma. And that, what do you call it? Yisoid, V'Amma Reichiv Zasayiv. So then every time it goes up, it's five, then it goes five Amas, and then you have the Seviv, which is where the coin used to walk around the middle and goes in. So that going up is six Tvachim Amas, and going in is five Tvachim Amas. Then you get to the corners, and each corner was a zedis. A zedis means that each corner, the entire horns on the corner of the Beach was one amma. So each radius was only a half an amma. And the same thing applies to, we're talking about, when it says Zeg Gavin's Beach, the top of the Beach, we're talking about the Beach Hazov that was inside the base of Midrash. So bottom line is, what we're saying here is, according to Rava, all ammas are six tvachim. And what Hashim Gamliel says, when he starts with call Amas, he didn't mean to say by climb versus everything else, he meant versus opposed to the Mizbech, but over there, some of the Amas there are five Tvachim Amas. So that is basically the Chilik Machlis Abai V'Rava, according to Abai, some Amas are five, some are six, we're always going to Chumrah, and makes no difference to Rabbanu the Raisa, and according to Rava, all Amas are six Tvachim, it's only whether you use expansive Tvachim or reduced Tvachim. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue tomorrow with the